This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A virtual international summit is underway this week on violence against Indigenous women. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it comes as some Native leaders are critical of the Canadian government over the delay of an action plan stemming from the national investigation into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls.
It's been almost 2 years since that national inquiry, and many First Nations people in Canada say they're frustrated by the slow response from Ottawa to the recommendations. The Native Women's Association of Canada is hosting a two-day International Summit of the Americas on violence against Indigenous women. Lynn Grew is the CEO of the association. She says more than 1,000 people will take part in the virtual summit called Silent No More.
The National Inquiry handed down a report in June of 2019 with 231 calls for justice and a finding of genocide against Canada. And we're now more than a year and a half in, and we have not seen an action plan yet. So we want to hear from the Americas what we can do to move things along a little bit faster.
Grew says there are what she calls some best practices out there, and she wants to hear about them. She says at the close of the summit, her organization will prepare a document to present to governments around the world. The government of Canada had promised to release a national action plan but delayed that move last year, blaming the coronavirus pandemic. Grew says her group was hoping to hear something concrete from Ottawa by June, the anniversary of the national inquiry. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
California courts could replace Columbus Day with California Native American Day under legislation which passed its first threshold in the state. Christina Onnestad reports.
California already has a Native American Day, but for those who work in the court system, it would be a paid day off to honor Native Americans rather than Christopher Columbus. Assemblymember James Ramos is the first Native American to serve in the state legislature and sponsor of the proposal.
For more than 20 years, I've worked towards creating a paid state holiday, recognizing and learning about the contributions of California's first people, because few Californians know much about the state's Native American history and culture, despite the fact that our state is home to more Native Americans than any other state in the nation. This bill will be the first step towards correcting that omission.
The change would only apply to the California court system and its employees. It's passed the State Assembly Judiciary Committee unanimously and heads to the Appropriations Committee next. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting from California for National Native News.
Arizona will officially recognize National Navajo Code Talkers Day. Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill Monday declaring the holiday on August 14th. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez in a statement said, Navajo Code Talkers' legacy is strengthened with the signing of the bill. In 2014, the state passed legislation declaring August 14th Navajo Code Talkers Day. The bill signed Monday recognizes a national proclamation to honor Navajo Code Talkers for their service in World War II. U.S. Senator Brian Schatz and Congressman Don Young recently introduced a bipartisan bill in Congress to support Native languages. The Native American Language Resource Center Act seeks to strengthen Native language schools and programs. It supports Native language students at all levels of learning and provides additional resources to enhance distance learning capacity. A number of organizations are supporting the bill, including the National Congress of American Indians and the National Indian Education Association. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.